Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The first multilateral nuclear disarmament treaty in more than two decades came into force just after midnight on Friday, a development hailed by the UN Secretary-General as an important step towards a world free from weapons of mass destruction. In his message, the UN chief commended the states that had ratified the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. Antonio Guterres also welcomed the instrumental role of civil society in the negotiation and entry into force of the pact. The survivors of nuclear explosions and nuclear tests offered tragic testimonies and were a moral force behind the treaty, he said, adding that its entry into force was a tribute to their enduring advocacy. The accord was approved initially by 122 nations at the UN General Assembly in 2017. It secured the 50 ratifications it needed to enter into force at the end of last October. The main nuclear powers of the United States, the United Kingdom, Russia, China, and France have not signed the treaty. Deadly intercommunal violence in Sudan's Darfur region that has forced more than 100,000 people to flee their homes is likely to flare up again because of a lack of security and chronic impunity. That's the message from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, which expressed concern about two deadly incidents in Darfur over the past week. The first happened in West Darfur, where 160 people were reportedly killed and 215 injured in clashes between armed men from the Masalit and Arab communities around Krinding camp, causing mass displacement. A further 72 died in a separate incident in South Darfur's Gereda locality, following clashes between armed men from the Falata and Rezigat tribe. OHCHR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said that this incident was triggered by the killing of a 10-year-old boy, whose search for his camels took him across land belonging to the Falata tribe.
These incidents raise serious concerns about the imminent risk of further violence in Darfur. In an environment where decades-old ethnic and tribal tensions that were further stoked by the previous regime continue to fester. There are severe gaps in protection by state authorities, as well as a lack of accountability for violations. Local health facilities have reported being unable to cope with the high number of casualties.
Ms. Shamdasani urged the government of Sudan to fully implement its civilian protection plan and to restore public order and the rule of law in Darfur. According to the UN Refugee Agency, 3,500 new Sudanese refugees have arrived in eastern Chad after fleeing the Darfur violence, which has also claimed the lives of three aid workers. Two UN human rights experts have urged states to ensure that migrants are included in national COVID-19 vaccination programs. In their appeal on Friday, UN Special Rapporteurs Felipe González-Morales and Talalang Mofokeng said that global access to COVID-19 vaccines for everyone who needs them is the only solution to ending the pandemic. This included priority groups of vulnerable people, regardless of who they are and their migration status, said the rights experts, who do not work for the UN and are appointed by the Human Rights Council. The special rapporteurs also called on world leaders to refrain from discriminatory discourse that could lead to the exclusion of migrants in irregular situations from the global public health response. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Sandra of the Line Ball Sisters hasn't called in, but we have Kay on the line, and, you know, anything's possible.
Okay.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. I'm doing fine.
How are you doing, Kay? Yeah. Well, we're not. I mean, as I said in the green room, the ice is coming down. I mean, it's just started to pick up. We had rain, like... I went to the grocery store this morning, like 9 o'clock. The bank, the grocery store, the gas station, did it all. You know, thinking this was going to get bad. And about noon, about an hour ago, it started getting bad. I can hear ice. The ice is tinkling on the windows.
Oh, and
covering
okay.
The trees. Covering the trees and the. Yeah, it's something else, really.
Oh, yeah.
When it
covers the trees, I worry about that because that's when the limbs start coming down.
We had some of that earlier already, really. I mean, a couple weeks ago. It wasn't even really a large ice storm. It only lasted like maybe 6 hours, you know, and then it went away, melted off. It melted off really quick. So I think this is going to be a little different, honestly.
Maybe it won't last too long.
Well, by Wednesday it's supposed to be like 50 degrees.
I know. This is strange weather we're having.
We're supposed
to be up in the upper 50s next week and 60, you know. I said, I can't believe this is January.
I know. It is sort of strange, isn't it? Hey, let's call.
I got a hold of her.
Sandra. Oh, you did already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask you, I don't know if you've seen these figures or not. In the Iola Register, it came out telling of there's a girl from Moran, Kansas that teaches school in China. And she reported their numbers over there with the virus. She said they have a 1.4 billion population, and it has been reported a total of 87,053 infections, 4,634 deaths. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, even if they're fudging on the numbers.
That's what my son said. My son said the government can tell you anything.
Well, yeah, but listen, I don't know if it gets as big as it. When it gets up to 400,000, you can't cover that up. You know,
that's
and,
right.
I think 4,000 is, you know, maybe they've got 40,000. I don't know. But, you know, the point is that, you know, we're it's out of control here. I mean, it really
isn't
doing very well. We're not, I mean, what is it, a few? Let's see. Okay, as I said earlier, you know, I went to the grocery store, I went to the bank, and I went to the gas station, and let's see. In the grocery store, the young people were, everybody was wearing masks. It was the first time I'd ever seen that in the grocery store. First time. Even the young people.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the first time. And now I don't go there, but maybe every 2 weeks, you know. But I mean, you know, before it was. Oh, I think here we go. I think we have Sandra.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're all right. How you doing? Yeah.
Okay. Busy. No. Not busy.
Huh.
What's up? What do you do it?
No, I was telling Kay about my trip around Jefferson County. I went to the I was surprised to see that when I went to the grocery store, everybody was wearing masks. That's the first. And then I went out to the gas station to get gas before the ice storm came. And nobody was wearing masks. There was only about four people there. I mean, this weather is really getting down. I don't know what's going on in Leavenworth, Sandra, because it's getting serious here. Ice and everything.
No, we don't have that. It's just raining. We don't have any ice or snow or nothing.
Well, our trees are covered in ice right now, and it's clinking on the windows.
Oh, really? We don't have that, thank God.
Yeah. Yes.
No,
I don't
we
like
don't have
ice.
That.
I don't like hail or ice.
Me either.
Yeah.
Plain old rain I can take.
It's not supposed to get that cold here that we have ice, or we may have some snow
flurries,
but... Huh?
My car was covered in ice. I had to totally cover all the windshield.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? No kidding.
So how long has this been happening? When did this start?
It didn't really even start raining until about 6 o'clock this morning. No kidding.
Oh.
And then it started raining, and then it turned to this ice. By the time I went out there by 8:30 to go to the stores, the car was covered in ice.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Sandra.
How's your roads?
They are on the, you know, on the shoulders there, ice. I mean, it was wet. The roads were wet with, you know, and rain. Like I said, 8:30 to 10 o'clock, 10:30. And then I got home, unloaded the groceries, and sure enough, there's ice building up on the back porch and in the windows.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, yeah, I hope everybody makes it home okay, because the guy, even the kid at the grocery store, the sacker, he said he was worried because he gets off at 4, and he didn't know. He said, I don't know if I'm, he says, I got to be real careful driving. He has gravel roads and stuff like that to drive through. So
well, they're probably safer than the paved roads.
Right, right.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he was talking about, I guess, the mud underneath him is pretty bad. Well, hey, so listen, what was it, the final score with the Chiefs? They won, I know that.
Oh, they won, yeah. You know, I don't know. I was going to go write it down, and I didn't.
Oh, I forgot.
I
forgot, too. But we won, I think, by 15 points, didn't we?
How many?
15, I think.
I think it was 15, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Here, I'll look it up here, but I think
they only, let's see,
24.
I think when they played, have they played them before? No, it's the Bills they played before. They beat them 26-17 before.
Oh, okay.
So that wasn't much. Nine.
Well,
so they've improved.
They were saying we was only going to win by 3, so.
Yeah, so they did better than the analysts thought.
Right, yeah, right.
Well, I've got all my Chiefs clothes today. I'm still...
You're supposed to have done that yesterday.
I did.
Okay.
The kids keep me in all this.
I've got
Thunder, I've got KU, I've got the Chiefs, I've got the Royals, I've got clothes for all those people. The kids
They got new shirts. You know these stores... In Kansas City, when we have a win like this, they already have the shirts made.
I know, it makes you wonder how that happens, doesn't it?
Well, if they don't sell them, they don't sell them. You know,
well, I guess,
off.
Yeah. If
but
they don't,
they sold out in 30 minutes last
oh,
night.
Oh my land, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
really,
so they had to make.
Good.
They had to work all night to make
Making
up
more.
Shirts, and there was people there at 7 o'clock waiting to get in.
Oh, for him. Well, that's wonderful that they've got such staunch friends.
I know. Well,
yeah.
The Chiefs are, when you're a Chiefs fan, you're always a Chiefs fan.
That's right. And a Royal.
Well, yeah. But God, I couldn't believe all that. Because it was a good game, but I'll tell you, I thought there for a while they was going to have to call it when they had that fight.
Oh, I know. There was a lot of that going on.
Well, that guy hit our player.
Yeah, that quarterback. He threw the ball up at him.
He was on the ground. He threw the football at his head.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then that started.
And that was very obvious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then that started the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, tempers are probably short when you're banging one another like that. You know?
Well, I heard one announcer say they thought they should have at least fouled somebody.
Yeah, well, the quarterback that threw the ball.
Right, but they called it even Steven.
yeah.
I thought the
commentators commented about that. Well, there was 3 fouls one time on the Bills and 1 on the Chiefs. So it was no penalty.
Right, I thought, how do you come up with that?
I don't know.
Patrick Mahomes, he was out there trying to get them all to settle down and get back to the bench.
he was being he was taking care of everybody, trying to. Well, he knows how important they all are.
Well, yeah, and how important that game was. So
yeah. So they shouldn't have been acting like kids.
Well, yeah, right.
So now we've got a kid against a grandpa in the Super Bowl.
I know. They've been commenting that on the TV all morning on the sports.
Oh, have they? Oh.
Station, yeah.
Yeah, that's been that'll be interesting.
They were saying that when Brady started playing, Patrick was only 4 years old.
Yeah, I heard that. Yep. Well, time will tell, you know, which is the best, young or the old.
Right. Well, yeah. So.
What we got? 2 weeks? Is it between?
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, in that, maybe Patrick's turf toe will heal up.
Yeah,
his
I know.
Turf toe. Yeah. Well,
and, you know, usually when they have the Super Bowl, the week of the Super Bowl, they have all these activities going on that the players have to go to and everything.
Yeah.
Well, they aren't having those this year.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, yeah. So I said, well, maybe that'll help them, you know, not get so high strung about this, you know, get their keep their mind on the game and not on what's going on activity-wise.
Yeah, I can understand why they wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, I guess they did have some injuries yesterday, though.
Just the that one, he's got a real bad
Achilles tendon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
What was
I feel for him. I know I've got that.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Oh God, I can't think of it. But they thought it was. They said it was a pretty bad injury. So
yeah.
That's the only one I know of.
Yeah, I guess that was right. Yeah, just I'm always up so tight when those games start, and then of course they started out behind.
Right.
It was,
I know.
It was 9-0, you know, for a while.
I know. I thought, oh my God.
Oh, I've kind of quit watching the Jayhawks. They can't seem to win.
I know. They're doing terrible. Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't imagine them still being ranked.
Well.
You know, they were ranked 9th in Saturday. Surely they're out of the rankings by now.
Well, it depends on what the other teams did, too, you know.
Well, yeah. I know that. But they're just playing terrible.
And but, I don't. Why? Is it psychological, you think?
I don't know. I have no clue. I would know anyway, but it just seems like we just can't seem to get it. Well, that Christian Brown, you know, he's usually the three-point shooter. He hasn't done anything the last couple of games.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's from Burlington, Kansas.
Oh, really? What's his name?
Christian Brown, and B-R-A-U-N, but they pronounce it Brown.
Oh, I would say Braun, but...
I would, too. They pronounce it Brown on the commentators do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he's from Burlington, Kansas.
Huh. Uh-huh. Well.
But.
It sounds to me like it's a psychological thing with the whole team.
Well, it could be.
They give them these ratings and they can't. Sometimes psychological, they can't
own up to
come
them.
Up to what they're being rated as, and then it's in the worst, you know.
Yeah.
In their attitude, so.
Well, hopefully they can get it straightened out. Maybe if they go out of the rankings, they'll all, you know, relax.
Well, maybe the coach needs to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he
does
a lot of that.
Maybe he needs to have somebody talk to him psychologically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thinking, you know, when we sit around here alone day in and day out, we think about things. And I was sitting here the other day thinking, how many people from Leroy married people from Leroy?
A lot.
Well, I thought about back to when mother and dad and those people, I thought, well, they didn't get out and associate with other towns, other people, you know. So naturally, Uncle George and Aunt Alma, they were both from Leroy. Uncle Jack and Aunt Elizabeth were both from Leroy. Now,
right.
Florence Fox, and I don't know how she met her husband, Joe Lieberman.
Right.
I'll have to ask her daughter email, Facebooks. Roseanne Facebooks me all the time.
Did
and
she
I'll have to ask
college?
Her one of these days.
Maybe
well, I don't know if they went to college.
College.
You think you think Florence went to college?
I don't know.
I don't either. But, you know, mother taught school right out of high school.
Right, yeah. Hey, did you, now Chloe, she was Chloe Storr.
Chloe who?
Storr, Cause.
Claus. Okay,
Raymond,
yeah.
Raymond Claus. Well, anyway, their daughter died.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old was she?
I don't know. I think her 40s or something.
Oh, my land. Did she have COVID?
I think she had cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's too bad. I hate to hear that. I had a friend just pass away the other day, but she was just almost 98.
So oh, my.
She'd lived a good life. No, she was, her husband was we were all in the Elks at the same time.
Oh,
she was
uh-huh.
from, actually, she lived in Winfield, but her husband was, I think when he was state president, they lived in Dodge City.
Mm.
I can't, after he passed away, they moved her, she moved to where her daughter lived. You know how that goes.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
She lived in Winfield the last part of her life. We went up there. The kids took me up one time to spend time with her.
Mm.
And it was
nice. That was good.
Yeah. But she passed away. And it's probably, you know, her son didn't say. They just said she'd passed away. But I emailed him my condolences. And I told him how I was connected to his mother.
Right.
He emailed me back. He said, man, you must have a good memory.
Well, you know, kids don't know who their parents knows or how they know them or how they know them, you know.
No.
So.
Well, of course, I explained to him how I knew his folks. But,
right.
And he kind of remembered his folks talking about all of us, you know.
Oh,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he knew there was some connection.
Yeah. Well,
I almost hate to get on the computer anymore. It seems like that's the kind of news I get all the time.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mike, are you guys supposed to have snow?
What'd you say?
Yes, but that's
I asked
not
Mike
so,
if they were supposed to have snow.
Oh.
Probably tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah. There's
oh,
snow
okay.
coming. I mean, all the schools are all closed along the northern corridor on the border of Kansas, Nebraska, all the way west.
Yeah,
of
I know.
Yeah,
right. See, we're just having rain here. It's not freezing or anything. So.
I mean, Holton.
Well, they were
Holton
showing on the they were talking on the news about north of Wichita, that you know up to into Nebraska they were having snow.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
we aren't having anything.
Salina up in that area.
Huh, well,
well,
it must go west, northwest then.
Well, it might be. No, they're showing it going northeast, but it's going north, you know, before
yeah.
it gets to you.
Right. It's serious. I mean, it's going to be by tomorrow morning. Now, it'll be melting off by, I guess, Wednesday. But, you know, we got 20-degree nights. And morning,
oh, yeah.
You know, for the next
yeah.
couple of days.
Yeah. Now, we're supposed to have a couple of cool days tomorrow and Wednesday, but then we warm back up into the 50s and 60s.
Oh.
Yeah. I was weird. I was looking at Oklahoma weather this morning and thinking, you lucky dog. And I guess Texas is even warmer. I mean, they're having you're missing all the... fun stuff up here, Kay.
Well, I've been through it down here, though. We've been through that.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous. I think when the trees start icing up.
Oh
yeah.
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 Limbs start breaking then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Knocks the power out. That's the bad
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's what I hate.
Yeah, but now where you're at,
out.
Yours is all buried, Kay.
I know, mine are, all of our lines are buried. But the transformer's on a pole, so they've got to come up somewhere.
Yeah.
The lines have to come up out of the ground somewhere. Of course, it could be right at the pole, you know.
Right, that's true.
No,
Olathe has buried lines, too.
Olathe?
Who?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's just certain parts of Bartlesville that has buried lines. It's not all over town.
Hmm. Well, probably the newer, you know, the real old part probably don't have buried lines.
No, huh? No, I don't think they do. Of course, we're not that new here. now that I think about it.
But if you had to go in there where your main town, the old part of town, and bury those lines, that'd be a big lot of money.
Oh, yes. That would be a chore. Yeah, that would be.
We have all kinds of money. We're going to get $1,400 here in the next month or two.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Nope, they passed it, yeah.
I think it's going to be slower than that. But, yeah, I wish it wasn't, but, yeah.
What's that for?
It's the $2,000. You were supposed to get $2,000. We only got six. Now they're giving us the $1,400.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
the good thing is that, I don't know about you, but we could use it. The good thing
but
is
how
there,
are we, where's
there,
this money coming from?
Well, I don't know.
Our taxpayers' money.
Well, and then what is that money going to, that money was set aside for, where are they going to get the money whatever?
Let's put it this way, okay? And I'll be absolutely as easy for you to understand as possible, okay? When you spend anywhere from $750 billion to $1 trillion on defense in 1 year, I don't think it's that much. It's that big a deal, frankly. Okay, so there's plenty of money to spend, but for war, but there's not enough for the people. I don't really, it's you can learn these things about where the money's coming from. It's the Federal Reserve is loaning the money to the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department is using it for various spending projects. And I don't see what's so hard for you, or why you're snarking and being sarcastic to me about this. Other than
I'm not
you
being sarcastic. I just like to know where the money's coming from.
I mean, you're not thinking of. I just explained to you. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's only a big deal when you see poor people get it, right? Hello.
You know what I heard today on the radio? That
what?
When a president goes out of office. They receive $200,000 a year and Secret Service.
Oh,
is that right?
Alive.
Yes.
Who does?
Alive.
When a president goes out of office.
Oh, yeah, right.
But now, didn't Bush or one of the Bushes limit that Secret Service to 10 years after out of office?
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
I'll
but then I think they
that.
Said Obama
I'll
rescinded that.
Oh, he did. Oh, Lord.
That's what they were saying, that Obama rescinded
that. I know there's a lot of white people wanted to kill him, so I'd probably want Secret Service for a while. So.
Well, 10 years, my land in 10 years. Well, of course, he was fairly young when he was president, so he's not going to be all that old in 10 years.
No, that's not a lot of money. It's, the money for these presidents is in the way they fund their presidential libraries. I mean, it gets up to $1 billion. $1 billion.
I know. Yeah.
For these libraries, and the problem is that they can accept private donations. To fund their libraries.
I did too. I thought that's
well,
what.
No. They're giving a small amount Harry Truman, I think, got. You get a bare minimum. You don't have to make it a $1 billion library. But the sad thing is that they do that all the way going back to Lyndon Johnson in order to control the release of the information of the archives. They want to control it. Nixon did it too. They wanted to control when they released the information from their administration when they were serving. Like Nixon, there were certain tapes that weren't released under Nixon until you can listen to them now. And hell, he was a liberal compared. He was a liberal compared to Reagan.
That's something else I said on the radio. What's kind of bad about all that is that most of these presidents that have been president are multimillionaires to begin with, and then they get $200,000 a year for life afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's more than that. I actually think it's more than that. But.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
I remember years ago when Harry Truman's widow was still alive, they said, guess the Secret Service had a house across the street from the Truman's house, And they said they did nothing all day long but sit there and look out the window because they had nothing to do because she didn't go anyplace.
Well, they were probably worried about when Harry might jump out and start going for a walk in Independence.
He was already gone.
I know, but...
And, you know, I thought, now, that's just ridiculous. That was a waste of money, paying those Secret Service people, because they had to pay their living, you know.
I think her name is Margaret, or was that their daughter? There was a
Margaret.
That was
their daughter.
That was the daughter. Bess. Bess was her name.
She wrote Murder Mysteries.
Margaret did?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. No, Bess was the wife, wasn't she? Wasn't that her name?
Yes,
Bess Truman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, but yep. I remember them saying, you know, all they had to do was just sit there in that house all day long every day because she didn't go anyplace.
You know, after so many years, these presidents probably don't remember all the stuff that they worked with or what they did. So why keep them under all that surveillance and nobody's
yeah,
going
well, to... that was the idea. Why after 10 years do they still need Secret Service protection?
Right. I
don't know why after they go out of office they need it.
Well, maybe the president might need it for, but not the
family,
the kids and all that and everything.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, they were talking about the new president's wife. You know, she still teaches. So Secret Service has to go to that campus. Now, and they have to be there with her on campus. And I thought, isn't that going to be disrupting?
Oh, I doubt it.
Well, maybe not.
I seriously doubt that. They know how to blend into the background. They're not obtrusive people, you know.
Well, I'm sure that's true.
Have you met any Secret Service agents?
No.
Or FBI agents? I mean, they're very discreet people. You know, most of them are Republicans, by the way. So, I mean, you know, they don't
say that.
Well,
we have to be discreet.
Yeah, I get killed.
I say Republicans have to be discreet.
Well, you ought to be. I mean, you know.
Well, we are.
You got a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of people. I mean, after the January 6th, you've got to be. Yeah, you better be discreet. They're putting a lot of Republicans in the courts. I'll tell you that. Well, you know, I don't know what I think you're talking about the old Republicans. You know, the good ones. But I don't know. It's on the Democrats too. I think our government, our people are very hateful people, and they way too many guns. Everybody's got a gun and machine guns at that. It's not even a shotgun or a squirrel rifle.
Yeah.
You know, these are.
And I think those should be banned. I think the automatic guns should be banned.
You can ban them, but they'll still buy them from someplace.
The people will kill you over that. I mean, it's like we're a nation of people just run around wanting to shoot each other's heads off.
Oh, they do that in Kansas City every night.
Oh, dear.
Well, they are. They shoot each other. They kill one or two or more a week, you know, because...
I mean, it's yeah. I think it's just from too many guns, really. It's just way...
Drugs,
too many guns.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that we should make them illegal, but, you know, I don't know. They don't have insurance. You know, they don't have any training. You know, the state legislators in Kansas, they carry guns into the state house, you know.
I know,
about
yeah.
It, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you would think that the seat of our government, where we make these sometimes many ridiculous laws each year, you would think that people would want to be interested in having a space where people could debate without having the gun in the background, you know. I always thought it was that way anyhow, but I guess I was wrong. You know, that the place of government in the Congresses and the House and the Senate is where we're supposed to make these debates about big questions about making new laws and stuff. And boy, I don't know. Everybody wants to carry a gun. You know, it's even into the places where we're supposed to be civilized and discuss these differences among each other.
Well, don't they have to go to hunting school anymore? Well, you know, kids, younger kids, don't they have to go to a training session before they can get a hunter's license?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't have a gun.
Oh, I thought it was.
If you want a hunting license, yeah, you got to do that. But what if you just want to carry a gun? Anybody?
Right. Well, I think you should go to training.
Well, I do too, but anybody that's 21 years of age could stick a gun in their pants and hide a gun in the state of Kansas and walk around with a hidden gun in their pants and not let anyone
know
about it.
I know, we're going back to the Wild West.
Right,
the Wild West is never that way. You know what? Most people in the Wild West are too poor to own anything but maybe one gun. And it was
And the man carried it on his hip.
Let me test it. Well, I don't even know if they did that even, actually. But let's ask you a question. How many guns did Homer have?
None.
Yeah.
None.
See? Right.
But he didn't hunt or anything.
Right.
I don't even think he had a fishing pole, did he?
No, I don't think so, not when we lived with him. I think he got one afterwards. But
I don't ever remember him as when we were there. When we were kids,
having
a fishing pole.
When we were there, he never had a fishing pole. No.
On Max's side of the family, Jim had a gun. It was a .22 long rifle. I think it only shot one bullet at a time.
Right.
And he used it to kill hogs.
That was part of his job.
Part of his job.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. It was more of a tool than it was a thing to threaten
people
with.
Yeah, than a weapon.
He used to squirrels with it, I think, and rabbits.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We have 600 million guns and only 330 million people. Look at that.
My land. I don't have any guns anymore.
Yeah.
My son took them all, put them in his safe.
80% of the guns are owned by 20% of the population, too. That's another interesting factor. I mean, a lot of people have guns, but, I mean, some people have incredible amounts of guns. I have neighbors that have thousands and thousands and thousands of bullets and ammunition cans, and it's just unbelievable. I mean,
I've still got shells laying around.
But I mean, they've spent thousands of dollars, and their kids have to get student loans to go to college.
Oh my! Now that doesn't make sense.
Well, it's widespread, Kay. It's widespread. I mean, people are they really? It's not the end of the world, but I mean, it's just like people really need to. I think people need to sit back and really think. I think January 6th was a good thing, because it makes people really think about, you know, what kind of country do we want to have, you know, and
not what we're in right now, for sure.
Well, do you feel like wearing buffalo horns and a hair cape and running around screaming at people?
Well, we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to go out.
Right.
We gotta wear a mask.
Anywhere.
I mean, hey, who could say you're a Republican when you got... You could support some crazy guy carrying the Confederate flag into Congress, beating up cops.
Well, there's different kinds of Republicans.
I know, and there's different kinds of Democrats. I agree. I totally 100% agree. You know, but it's just a strange time we're living in. It really is.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's just something we've never experienced. Even at our age, we've never experienced anything like this.
And the way it looks is we're not going to get back to it for a while either.
I know.
I think we can if people listen to the show.
Well, Sonia, have you had your vaccine yet?
No, I was going to call my doctor today.
Oh, you call your doctor to get your appointment?
Well, I'm going to call my doctor and see what if she wants me to come in there. Or tell me where to go get it at.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Why is it time? Do they have them? I don't know.
I don't know if they have them here in the Leavenworth County yet or not. I have never heard.
Yeah,
so.
See, I haven't really heard either whether we have them here yet. But I know well, Larry and Phyllis Mattingly, Larry, they've had theirs. Of course, they live in Florida. They've had their vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend in Iola was telling me they're getting them in Iola.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, surely, but I don't know about Washington County where I live here in Oklahoma, whether we have any or not, because I don't take the paper and I never listen to their radio station. So
right.
I don't know what goes on in this town.
Well, radio's free. Okay, you can listen to it. Yeah,
I know, but I don't. I listen to a Kansas station.
I know. I don't blame you.
Except there's the radio station in Bartlesville owns the one in Kansas that I listen to.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. So
well,
I don't know.
We have a radio station up here in Jefferson County, and I never listened to it either. And it's out of Atchison. And it took me a while to put it together. I had to read it in the newspaper, the local newspaper. What were the numbers, you know, to tune the radio
dial?
To get it. Yeah, so I started going there. I said, because they do have a little bit of local news. And it's local. I mean, it's about North Jefferson County and Atchison. So I go there, but I found out that they turned the station off at 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
So I have to check in before then to get it, you know.
Oh, my land. Well, see, that's how I listen. I listen on the radio to the Chiefs games. So I was listening to this radio station in Kansas that carries the Chiefs games. And then, I have the TV muted. And, of course, I know what the plays are going to be before they show on TV.
I know.
Because the radio is ahead of TV.
Right.
So I know if there's going to be an interception, I can see it on TV if I want to watch it. If I don't want to watch it, I don't watch it.
We did that. We used to do that, Jerry. When we had our Chiefs room downstairs, we would do that. We'd turn off the sound
TV.
On the TV and turn the radio on.
That's what I do because the radio is ahead of the TV.
Well, they have better announcers.
Well, Mitch Holtis wasn't on yesterday. I don't know what the deal was. I like to listen to him. He's the Kansas City announcer, and he wasn't on yesterday.
Right.
I thought, well, of all times not to be on.
Because
the game was in Kansas City.
Maybe he was sick.
Well, could be. You know, they didn't. Of course, I didn't get tuned in right at the first, you know, if they were telling what was wrong with Mitch. See, Lenny Dawson used to be on with him.
Right.
And of course, Lenny was my. I kind of idolized Lenny Dawson.
Did you have a crush on him,
Kay?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
You had a crush on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess he's retired for good now. Is he still around?
Well, he's been retired for 100 years.
Well, I mean from the radio. From the radio.
He's not on the radio or the TV anymore.
No, he's not on there anymore. He doesn't do any commentating.
I'll have to Google him and see what he's doing, what they say he's doing.
I remember watching the Chiefs. I didn't watch it because it was grown-ups. But I remember you guys going crazy about the Chiefs game on your color TVs in Iola. And I remember. And you were very – and it was Hank Stram and Lenny Dawson. I know. I remember you were – You always talked about Lenny Dawson, so now that explains everything. They had a crush on Lenny Dawson.
That's been a while back, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about radio. In 1990, I started working at this. Newspaper, and it was like against the law of in the newspaper office. When we would be working on the little printing presses that we used to print the paper, it was against the law, literally. I mean, you could not run the printing press or make any noise when the Kansas City Royals were playing because it would be on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And we would turn it up real loud so the whole printing room,
uh-huh.
Where we were working at, you could hear it. And they had the radio in the room where they write the newspaper, but they had a speaker in the press room where the printing presses were, and they would pipe it in there. And every once in a while, some of the people that worked in the newspaper would turn off the speaker to play a joke on us, and we would, one of the guys would run in there and yell at them about the speaker not working, and so radio is much better. That's what I learned that summer in 1990. I said radio is much better when you have to do something. But you can't watch if you watch TV, you can't. You can't do anything else.
Yep.
Hey, I got my mail in a while ago, and I got my form that I have to turn in with my income tax that I have health insurance. That always bugs me.
You're kidding?
No, don't you ever get that?
I don't remember it.
I forget what it's called. Huh?
Maybe because you're a federal employee, retiree.
Right, because you might have a different. I just have Medicare. I don't know what you have. You may have.
I
that.
Have
oh,
Medicare
well, I have,
and another
I have
supplement
insurance. In order not to pay any more taxes, I suppose like you're supposed to have insurance.
Huh?
Well, I don't make enough.
Pay taxes to who?
Taxes
it. It's a 20. It's a. Oh, what is it? Let's see what kind of form it was. It's a 1095B form.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I got one. I get one every year.
Well, it must be because you're a federal employee.
It's because of Obamacare.
Oh. Are you on that?
You've got insurance and you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, I don't have Obamacare.
Well, then you must have kind of insurance that won't tax you.
Well, I guess I've got Medicare and Mutual of Omaha.
Okay, your Mutual of Omaha would be count you in as Obamacare because you got separate insurance, so you're covered.
I thought Obamacare was a state thing.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, insurance is getting to be ridiculous too. What isn't in this country?
Definitely.
Guns.
Anything with money, it's going to cost you more money.
That's right. I called the other day to see about freezing my local property tax. Well, I have, of course, you've got to go in, you know, to do this. Well, but I have until March 15th to do it. So I thought, okay, maybe I'll have my vaccination by then. But, you know, they were saying today that doesn't release you of not wearing a mask and things if you've had the vaccination. You still must wear a mask.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what they were saying on the TV today.
According to BBC, they did a story on, the medical schools in England that are studying this, and they haven't ruled out that it's possible for you to infect other people, even though you won't get it because you're vaccinated. That's the problem. You know, they're working on that. They're trying to establish, you know, how long, you know, if it is and if it doesn't. But right now they're not going to say, you know, you can't give it to other people, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they're not saying you're not going to get it either, even if you get the vaccine.
Vaccine. Yeah. Now I told you.
Well,
I told you my neighbors all had the COVID, and they can't get the vaccination now for 3 months. They have to wait 3 months before they can get the shot.
Right. Because they have to wait for their immunity
for all of it to clear their system.
Yes. Right. Right. Now they know that if you do not have the vaccine and you have gotten COVID before, you can get it again and spread it to more people, and you can also suffer the symptoms of the disease again. Also, so you can get it again and again. It's like
what good is the vaccine?
Well, it's longer. It like lasts a year or 2 years, maybe even longer. But they do know. They have done studies on this. I mean, you may end up having to get these things like flu shots every year. But they maintain that. That was one of the problems about Operation Warp Speed, was that they need this time to study to see when the antibodies in your body stop working and destroying the virus if you get reinfected or you're infected, period. You know, so I mean that's one of the things that they have to do is, and they haven't had time to study that, but they do guarantee that you may end up having to get a shot every year, but it does last a lot longer than if you just get the disease and beat it.
So what about the new strains coming in?
That's another unknown thing right now. We don't know.
And we may have another vaccine for that.
Well, the first reports were a month ago when this one variant came out of South Africa. According to the Oxford University in England, the medical school there, they said that the vaccine would, at least the British vaccine, the one they're making in England, would cover that variant coming from South Africa. Now, that was a month ago when they said that. Now, I don't know if they changed their mind or not.
What? Yeah, I was going to say they haven't had it long enough to know what it's going to do.
I would think not. Now, you know, they've trained their mind.
We haven't had this disease that long. We haven't had the vaccine that long. So how do they know what it's going to do?
Well, boy. Okay, they've been vaccinating people in England on a bigger scale than they have here in the United States. Okay, the Oxford's an S, I can't pronounce the last. It's the, but the one they've made in England that they're using there, they've been distributing it on a wider scale and testing with it before they they've been testing on it a lot longer than anything here in the United States right now. And that's why they say that their vaccine, they claim a month ago, would cover the variant coming out of South Africa. Now there's other variants that are appearing, and they're very small. I mean, there's very few people get this stuff. Now it is supposed to be spreading, but you know, the spread only develops if people do not wear masks, refuse to try to stay at home as much as possible. You know, none of this is going to help. It doesn't matter how many viruses we got when nobody listens to anybody, and all they want to do is go around and shoot each other with their new guns in America. none of this is going to help as we have a lot of stupid people. You know, I mean, that's a real problem. You know, I mean,
yep.
You can't say they're ignorant. You cannot say Americans are ignorant about this virus anymore.
They're inconsiderate.
They're stupid. Well, that's a really, Kay, that's a wonderful word, and I agree with you. That's a perfect word for that. But I just call them stupid.
Oh,
they know
okay.
Different. They really, but you're right. That's a better word, inconsiderate. I agree. You know.
Yeah.
But I get mad at them. I just, you know. Today,
and
I
you know,
was
it's preached every day to us. You know, it's preached to us. And why these people think they don't, it doesn't apply to them. You know, that's what I don't understand. Why do some people think, well, that doesn't apply to me? I'll just go do what I want when I want to do it.
I think some people think it's a matter of bravery, that I'm tough, I'm John Wayne, I'm Old West, I'm a cowboy, you know, and I'm a rugged individual person, and I, you know, if I live through it, then too bad. If it kills you, too bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's the bad side of being a rugged individual. And that's some of the stupidest stuff. You know, no, I really do. I think that's, I think Chris, she once said it was, she said, this is the easiest way to understand. It is not an act of bravery to spread a new disease. It's not an act of bravery to spread a new disease. You think about that. I thought about it for a long time. I'm sort of a dumb guy, but that makes pretty good sense because, you know, it's a new disease, and are you really
it's
that
an
brave,
act of
right?
stupidity.
Well, or to use your much better word, inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate. Just inconsiderate of other people.
Yeah, you can say that.
Stupid person.
Yeah. It is kind of disgusting to me when you see people thinking that they don't need to wear a mask. And I find that when I go to the farm store, that, you know, it's kind of unusual. You would think those people would be very, you know, staying on top of it. But when I go to the farm store, there's very few of us in that farm store that have masks on.
Right.
You know,
Even though it's not young people either. Even though on the front door it says you must have a mask on.
Yes. Now, see, that's what I don't understand.
That's because the people that run the store are scared of these people, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And they
now, my friend in Iola told me at one of their Dollar General stores there in Iola, a lady stands at the door. And if you don't have a mask on, she doesn't let you in.
Well, that's probably more effective than having some big, 400-pound bouncer.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than you know, I could have some big brute of a guy tell me to put my mask on, I'd put it on.
Yeah.
But if I had some old gray-haired lady at the door, you know, bugging me, that would bother me more.
Yeah. I would hope.
Because I would think, well, I don't want to kill her, you know.
No.
I don't want to give the disease to her, you know what I mean? Some big old brute, he's too tough. I could probably spit on him and he'd probably beat me up, but you know, he could get the flu and it wouldn't kill him. But some old lady, you know, you better put your mask on. You know, I would put it on.
Well, you know, the thing I look at, to me, that probably helps their business instead of turns the business away. It probably encourages people to go there to shop because they know that people's going to be wearing a mask.
Right.
You know, I feel much safer if I'm in a store where everybody has a mask on.
Well, I know, and I sort of feel like it's a respect to the workers who are wearing masks 8 hours, 10 hours a day.
That's who I feel sorry for is the workers.
Yeah, because they have to wear it all day.
Yes, they have to wear that mask.
Jill says it's a pain because she has to wear clothes all day.
Yeah.
And they see so many, many, many people every day. I mean, it's a roulette. It really is.
That's right. Yes.
I do feel sorry for them.
So aren't they on the top of the list for the vaccination, the people that work in grocery stores?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'd heard.
They're up there. I know they're up there.
Yeah.
Well, I looked it up. The Chiefs, you're right. You were off 1 point. The Chiefs, the final score was 38-24 against the Buffalo Bills. And what is that, 14? Yeah, 14 points. So you were close. They won by 14 points.
Yeah, okay.
That's very good. And now we'll finish
they
the
up
show
their,
off.
They up their difference.
Point. All right, I want to finish the show off with now, okay, Pat Mahomes, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He had a concussion.
No,
just a couple weeks ago they took him out. He was sort of dizzy when he walked out. Now he has a turf toe. What is a turf toe injury?
I have no idea. What is a turf toe?
I don't know, but they said it was swollen and black and blue.
So he must have stubbed it.
I'll tell you what. For $460 million, I would certainly find out.
Yeah. Well, it was his neck. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. You've been listening to Kay and Sandra, the Line Ball Sisters, and I'm your host, Mike Adele. I'll be back with you tomorrow with John Grant. I hope you enjoyed the show today. It's always fun listening to the Line Ball Sisters. Thank you for taking it out.